Now, back to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILF.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling, Dave Benton, the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS. Dave, it just hit me. I've been watching the British Open for 3 days here. Sweatpants. Or rain pants. I don't know what they are.
Oh, those like windbreaker pants that everybody's wearing?
You never see those on the PGA Tour in America.
Well, no. I mean, it just wouldn't fly.
You don't see them at Pebble Beach.
You need it here, though. The rain flies in sideways and everything. You kind of need it.
I thought that was so funny yesterday with Tiger Woods chasing his hat down the fairway. It was just like catching a rabbit. He just, there it go again.
How about the one golfer? I can't remember who it was, but somebody, they hadn't even lined up their putt yet, and the ball just rolled like 9 feet away. Just like the wind took it and just blew it like 9 feet away while he was trying to line up a putt. The wind is ridiculous. It really is. The funny thing is, the leader's a 12 under right now. I don't think it's even close to in the bag, because at any moment in this kind of weather, it could completely shift, and somebody could win this tournament going 5 under.
But, you know, they always talk about the wind being so bad for you here. They never talk about the wind helping you.
Well, I thought it was hilarious yesterday when they were talking about Tiger Woods and how he was the only golfer that had adjusted to the wind and how he was hitting it perfectly and stuff. And I'm like, well, I mean, Tiger's not always great off the tee. Is it possible he just has been shanking it so left and the wind's just kind of carrying it onto the fairway? Is that possible? Because I mean, Tiger, as long as he drives, has not always been the most accurate driver. He's not a fairways and greens type of guy. He's a hit as far as he can and then just get out of whatever trouble he happens to be in a lot of the time.
And these fairways are wide.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're very wide.
Very forgiving. Very forgiving.
Yeah. So you can get away with some things here that you can't other places. Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao. How important is that? How important is it to you?
It's not important, but I can recognize the importance to boxing that they're missing.
How much would you pay to see that fight?
I wouldn't pay anything. I don't like boxing,
okay,
to be honest.
Would you pay for that, Scott? Would you pay pay-per-view to see
that? No.
You wouldn't pay a dime to see it.
No, Jack, now you are a different generation from Dave and I.
Yeah.
I'll be nice about that.
Thank you.
You are more of a boxing fan than we are. Would you pay for that?
Probably would, yeah. For that one, yeah, I would. But I understand that boxing has lost its place.
Absolutely.
There was a time in this country where the only sports that mattered were baseball and boxing.
That was about 1910.
That's a long time back. But it's before they had professional football.
Mm-hmm.
And boxing shows would get over 100,000 people.
It just is a shame that boxing has come to the point where guys who are quote-unquote champions, they're afraid to fight. They're afraid to fight each other because they're more worried about their image of being undefeated. That's the articles that I've read so far. Is the reason that Mayweather was looking to not fight Pacquiao is because his image is so tied to his undefeated record that he didn't want to ruin that. When you look at it and you go, well, yeah, but if you don't fight the toughest people, how legit?
Well, he said that he won't fight him.
He hasn't said. See, I don't think he's really made any sort of statement.
No.
What I'm saying, I'm reading this from people who have talked to sources and things like that. I'm not quoting anybody by any means.
I don't know who that is, but
yeah, but I'm not quoting anybody by any means. The thing I read was it was a special from Max Kellerman, who's a big boxing guy.
Yeah.
And so he was talking about it, and he was talking about one of the reasons that he's been told that Mayweather has been putting this off is because of the whole 41-0 thing and how he didn't want to lose that. And if that is the case, I don't understand where you can possibly
hear him say, I don't want to fight him, then I'll believe it.
Yeah.
Right now, I think it's negotiations.
Yeah.
I think they're all just trying to get a bigger piece, a bigger slice, their terms, their gloves, their ring, their town, their wherever it's going to be.
Don't realize is the carpet being swept right out from under them, because boxing is just not what it used to be.
And hasn't been for some time.
No.
But now mixed martial arts and UFC has come in.
Definitely.
And really, taken a huge hold. Now they've got fights here in the Lansing Center on a regular basis with Ron De Leon. They don't have boxing shows here anymore.
You've got youth centers and stuff doing UFC and things like that now, and mixed martial arts, and kids can go learn it and things like that. It's taken over boxing easily.
Yeah.
Easily.
Why?
It's more popular.
Why?
I think
it's more exciting.
I think it's more exciting to our generation. I don't particularly like it. I'm just not a big fan of watching people get the crap kicked out of them. I'm just not a huge fan of that whole idea. So
that's
boxing.
Why you like
soccer. Well, you watch Central Michigan basketball.
Yeah, well, that's a different type of. Yeah, I know. Ouch. But see, so I'm not a big fan of it, but I can see where kids or guys our age and kids and things like that get into the more action-packed than the guys who just stand up, kind of jab around a little bit, and then go sit in the corner for a while. It's just, I can see why kids our age are more into it.
Okay. But you wouldn't pay for pay-per-view for anything, or just boxing you wouldn't pay for? What happens when the Super Bowl is pay-per-view?
Well, yeah, I'd pay that. Fighting, I would not pay for.
You wouldn't pay for
boxing,
fighting.
Mixed martial arts, anything like that, I wouldn't pay for. I'm just not interested in it. I can see why other people do.
Would you have paid pay-per-view to watch the All-Star game?
No.
Would you pay to watch the World Series?
Yes,
would you
definitely
pay to watch the playoffs?
Yeah.
Would you pay to watch Yankees-Red Sox games, pay-per-view?
Regular season, no. So playoffs,
there's
yes.
a line. Everyone has to draw that line somewhere.
Yeah.
And it's going to be different for different people.
Where would your line be?
You know, I'd pay for what I want to see. If I want to see it, I'd pay for it.
Now, how much are we talking? Are we talking the usual $45 type of thing?
Yeah, I don't think we're talking about $1,000 or something like that. But, in a lot of cases, it's less than that. When people get these pay-per-view fights, trust me, I've seen plenty of these where you get 15 people together
and they just
to watch them, and everyone pays $3. That's what it is.
Yep.
It's not like everyone who's seeing it is paying the full fare. You get a bunch of guys together, say, you want to come over and have a few beers and watch the fights? Yeah, okay, great. Here we are. It's a party at somebody's house. Somebody buys it. Everybody chips in.
I'm just a guy. It's got to be some sort of championship or playoffs, and it's got to be something where I can't just wait for SportsCenter and then see it, and no big deal. Because if that's the case, I mean, if we're talking a National League playoff game, and I can just see the highlights on SportsCenter the next day, I'm probably not going to pay for it. So it's got to be something I'm emotionally invested into, and the truth is, I'm not that emotionally invested in a whole lot of sports. I love sports in general.
Right.
But I don't, for most sports, I don't need to pay for it. Other than the World Cup and maybe Yankees World Series or something like that, I just don't see really the need to pay for it.
Because there's so much there.
Exactly.
So much product.
I'll go watch.
That's how this has all changed. You know, it used to be that you got a game of the week in baseball. That was it. You got one game on Saturday afternoon. You got one college football game on Saturday afternoon.
Notre Dame versus
whoever. And, you know, that was before Notre Dame had its own deal. And you were on once a year. And then Notre Dame got, you know, had its own replay show on Saturday mornings, or Sunday mornings it was, actually, after the games. So that has really changed the face of sports more than just about anything. And that's where all the contracts have come from. It's all from television. I mean, Judd Heathcote's first year he coached at Michigan State, he made $25,000. So it's really changed because of television.
Quite
a bit. We'll be right back, and we're going to talk with Adam Rittenberg of ESPN.com. We're going to get his take on the college football season and the Big Ten. Does a great job covering the Big Ten. We'll be right back. Jack Ebling here with Dave Benton, the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS.